Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Well, welcome back to Carolina Focus. You're listening to Carolina Focus on News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Mix 107.9 and 92.7 Sports Radio WFNZ. Always available as a podcast, along with Sharon Forsland. I'm Ed Billick. Hey, this past week I caught up with Shelton Drum. Some of you that collect comic books are familiar with Shelton. He will be hosting, for the 40th time, the Heroes Convention, a comic book convention, right here at the Charlotte Convention Center.
Today with us here on the show is Shelton Drum. His unique career, and it's almost a career I wish I would have had. He made his hobby his life's work. Then he's heading up the convention, the comic book convention called Heroes Convention, this coming again. So let's get started. Shelton, welcome to Carolina Focus.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about your life, your career. You're originally from around here, and your passion for comic books.
Well, I was born and grew up in Newton, North Carolina, just 40 miles from Charlotte.
Right.
My dad had an auto salvage yard opened about the year I was born. So I kind of grew up as a grease monkey. But, you know, I found comic books at about 8 or 9 years old and started collecting pretty seriously at about 10 years old.
What were some of your first comic books? Were they the Archies and those kind of things?
Because I think, like most little kids, it starts with, you know, the funnies. I remember, you know, Hot Stuff and Casper and those Harvey books were some of my favorites before I discovered Spider-Man. And that's what really got me hooked.
Oh, gosh. And then so you just started collecting. I read somewhere where you would go into a drugstore and buy out their whole inventory, huh?
Well, you know, Newton's a small town. We had three drugstores, believe it or not, but only one of them had a line of comic books. And, you know, everybody in a small town anyway. So my parents were friends with the people at the city pharmacy, and they didn't mind me coming in there and hanging out and reading the comics and all that. But, you know, when I started really collecting, I wanted to get nice copies. So I would get there early and make sure I got them before they were handled. And then I got there so early that they ended up just letting me pop the bundles open and check in all of their magazines and pull the ones I wanted aside. So I didn't buy everything they had, but I bought a lot.
Shelton, what did comic books go for? And you're talking what, mid-60s, late-60s?
Yeah, 64, 65 is when I got serious. They were 12 cents. Double size, you know, special issues might be a quarter, but it was 12 cents for the most part.
And you started your collection in that way, huh?
Yeah. You know, like I said, I discovered Spider-Man. Actually, I had a really close friend in our neighborhood, my best friend growing up, Doug. And he was a year or so older than me, and he had some comics. And, you know, I read various things, but when I read a Spider-Man comic, it was actually number 7 of the series. It really hooked me. And so then I started looking for more Spider-Man comics and eventually all the Marvel comics of the time. And when I was going to the city pharmacy to buy my books, I would buy usually 3 copies of everything because I had seen that, you know, Spider-Man number 1 was worth $7 at the time. So, gosh, that's a lot of money. I need to save these things. And plus, I wanted to get one of those Spider-Man number 1s. And it's like, how in the world am I ever going to do that?
So was your attraction, of course, to the artwork, to the covers, or to the stories themselves, or all of the above?
Well, Marvel kind of blended all that together for me. I really did like the art. Steve Ditko was the artist originally on Spider-Man. He's got a very unique and kind of wonky style that, I guess hooked me. It's hooked a lot of people, obviously. But Stan Lee, the editor and scripter of those books, co-creator, he really made it exciting for us kids, you know, to read these books. And he tied them together. You know, Spider-Man would appear in the Fantastic Four, or the Hulk would be in Spider-Man, and he made you want to read them all. And I wanted to have them all. So that was my passion.
a lot of us, and I collected sports cards growing up. A lot of us, as we got into high school, maybe late high school or early college years into our early 20s, I kind of stopped collecting. I set it all aside. How about you? Or did your passion continue?
I was a pretty serious collector by adolescence, and I could see the value in these things. And I did do a lot of other things. You know, I played three sports in high school and worked for my dad on weekends. But, you know, working for dad gave me money to buy comic books. So that's kind of the whole reason for that. When I did go to college, I went to UNC Charlotte in 72. It was pretty sparse out there in 72. Even though I had a car, I didn't venture out too awful far. There was only one 7-Eleven out there that had a comic book spinner rack. And my collecting got a little tougher then, but I didn't stop. It wasn't long. I went out to the Metrolina flea market to see what was out there, you know, old wise. And that was in 72, 73. And by a year later, I was out there selling comic books because I felt like I had as many or more than most of those vendors did. And that's what really started the whole thing of me and Charlotte and comics and doing the shows and opening the store and all that.
And you've had a couple different stores and have moved a few times. And then also, Red, did you have stores somewhere else throughout the southeast part of the country?
Yeah, I opened my first comic store here in Charlotte in 1980.
42 years ago.
42 years ago. But I've been to flea market since 77 at that point. Or I'm sorry, since 73, you know, I started the Minicon in Charlotte in 77, even before I opened the store, because we started getting regulars at the flea market, and then there were more vendors like me coming out to the flea market. It just made sense to concentrate it, you know, and that was at Eastland Mall when it was almost brand new, sparkling Eastland Mall, now gone. Yeah, I mean, I opened my store in 80, and the whole industry was really heating up during that time period. In 83, I opened a store in Winston-Salem, and later that year in Greenville, South Carolina. I ended up having stores in Charleston and Chapel Hill, and even one in Jacksonville, Florida for a little bit. So it was pre-computerized inventory time. It was really hard to keep up with stuff and keep honest people behind the counter. And there was an industry crash in the mid-90s. So I ended up selling those stores to either one of my managers or to a competitor. And kind of proud all of those stores are still open as comic book stores.
When you talk to people in the collecting industry or business or hobby, whatever, you have your own special collection, the things that you value. And how many comic books in your personal collection? I can't tell you what you have in your store there, but it's just...
Well, that's a funny thing. Are all these your comic books? I was like, well, yeah, they're all my comic books. You know, I've got a 5,000 square foot warehouse to back up the store inventory. I do have a collection at home, and it's mostly things that I've been working on recently that I haven't placed somewhere yet. But the most valuable stuff is at the bank. That's the best place for it.
At the bank. That's where you say it is.
Yeah. And you got in a safe deposit box at the bank.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, some of these comics have gotten so valuable over the last decade. I mean, I thought they were a lot back in 1967 when Spider-Man number one was $7 and then $10. And, I bought my Spidey one from a classmate for 40 cents. Back in 1968, and I still have that copy, graded out at a 6.0, which is a little bit better than that average.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
On the 10 scale, yeah.
Yeah.
So that book right now is about 40,000.
Folks, we're talking to Shelton Drum, owner of Heroes Aren't Hard to Find comic book store, correct? And you guys are located where?
417 Pecan Avenue. We're in the Elizabeth neighborhood.
And your hours every day, or what's your hours?
Well, we're open 10 to 7 every day, but Wednesday we're open until 9. That's new comic book day. So we stay open late on Wednesday. And then Sundays are 1 to 6.
Amazing. Amazing. You know, I was thinking about, you're talking about your special. I'm thinking fire insurance and how do you protect all your inventory and, You know, here on Carolina Focus, our average listeners are probably people, you know, our age, Shelton, or maybe a little bit younger. And so what we're talking here, folks, is comic book collecting. But let's move over to the convention coming up next weekend. Tell us about that. I've seen some pictures of past conventions. This is what, the 40th?
40th anniversary for what we call the Heroes Convention. Like I said, I started a mini-con in 77, and after I opened the store, I wanted to do something more branded to the store and celebrate, you know, comics and do something for my customer base. So in 82, we had the big show, and we had about, I don't know, 400 or 500 people show up, and it was great. I mean, that was big. But it just kind of doubled every year until, you know, back before the pandemic, we were drawing about 35,000 people over a weekend.
We're here at the convention center.
Yeah, yeah. We've expanded to all 280,000 square feet of the hall.
It's a three-day event, right?
Right, right. Yep, starts Friday at 11, goes to 7, and Saturday is 10 to 6, and Sunday is 11 to 6. Besides having vendors with comic books and comic related merchandise, you know, like toys and apparel and games and posters and all kinds of stuff, there are tons and tons and tons. I mean, the most in the country, I think, of vintage comic books. But also we have 500 professional artists in the room, people who make the comics and write the comics, draw the comics. There'll be seasoned professionals from the last 40 years, which are, you know, like the Hall of Famers, you might say, if you're relating it to baseball, but also the newcomers, the rookies that are out there trying to get their book out. So much art, so much great stuff to experience there. And you know, they'll sign autographs. Some of them charge for autographs now, some are not. They all have something to sell. If you buy that, they're going to sign it for you. The artists are looking to sell their art, their originals. They also will take commissions. Most of them will, and do whatever you want, you know, draw your favorite hero or whatever. It's a really cool thing. And a lot of people dress up too.
that's what I heard.
You know, there will be some superheroes roaming the halls and maybe a few villains, but
you know, it's when I hear about the sports car business, I keep relating it to that. You have a national every year. It's in Chicago or Atlantic City. This sounds almost like a national. Is it on that scale?
It is on that scale. I mean, back in the day, it was a special thing to have a comic book convention somewhere. San Diego was the first biggest one that is still running. It's called Comic-Con International, I guess, now. And it really encompasses Hollywood and all the other things that pop culture is. The comic book aspect of it now is not that much, you know. I mean, yeah, it's a lot, but probably we have more comic book vendors and comic book artists on the floor than they do. That's still running, you know.
How many vendors will be in-house?
We've got, I think it's around 400. It's really a reunion too. And a lot of times your local convention or your regional convention is the one you go to every year. So a lot of people only go to Heroes Con, you know, from the Southeast particularly. And they come and meet up with their friends and reconnect with the vendors they like and the artists that they like. And, you know, you meet these artists who draw the comic books, and it's a special connection. You know, I mean, you've been reading this stuff for years. Maybe even as a kid, and you're an adult now, and you meet the guy who draws Spider-Man. You know, it's really cool.
Oh, it sure sounds like it. Sure sounds like it. How can we learn more about it? You got a website out there?
Absolutely.
How can somebody attend?
Well, our website is heroesonline.com, H-E-R-O-E-S. It's a plural, online.com. That's also our name on all social media too. So if you want to follow us on Instagram or Twitter.
The convention goes for 3 days, folks. It'll be coming up next weekend here in Charlotte. Can you buy a 1 day pass or a 3 day pass? How's it work?
We've got a 3 day pass available on our website in advance. We sell 1 day tickets at the door.
Okay.
We're a very small staff, and checking people in at registration is always a challenge. So we hadn't figured out how to break up those single day passes for pre-reg yet, but probably do that for next year. But you can buy a ticket when you get to the convention center.
So folks, here on Carolina Focus on this Sunday, we're talking to Shelton Drum, owner of the comic book shop. I guess that's how you say heroes aren't hard to find, but also the facilitator, the director, the leader for this 40th annual Comic-Con convention coming up here at the convention center. All right, so I'm sitting here, I'm listening to this guy talk. I got some comic books at home. I've had them since a kid. I have no idea what they are. Come out to the show, right?
Come to the show. If you can't make it to the show, we buy comics at the store every day.
That's what I was going to say. It's a little more intimate there. But for you to come to the show, you could really see what some of the stuff may be worth.
You can. It can be overwhelming, I guess, though, to see it all at one time. But, you know, we've been in business for over 40 years, so we'll tell you like it is. There's a price guide. There's a lot of online sources now to see what things are going for currently. You know, things get hot, things cool off. Movies come out, make things interesting. The movie flops maybe, or it makes a big hit. And it's like, you never know what that rookie's going to do, right? Is he going to make the Hall of Fame, or is he going to burn out? We buy all comic books. We always make an offer for whatever comes in. We try to make the most honest, best offer we can. And I hope most dealers like that at the show. Everybody's looking to buy comic books. So we're very interested in that.
You know, his phone is dinging right now because he's, I'm sure, buying and selling at the store. I didn't ask you this earlier. Do you have any kids? I mean, somebody to turn this over to someday? I mean, I can see some of your inventory. We're on a Zoom call here, folks. He's got boxes behind him. Does your wife or girlfriend let you store a lot of this stuff around, or you isolate it to one part of the house? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, my third wife understands. I do have four kids. I had them in matched pairs. I had two kids in the mid-70s, a girl and a boy. And then I had two more kids in the late 80s and 90s, girl and a boy.
Yeah.
Those two younger ones are pretty interested in what I do. Actually, my youngest son, Winslow, works with me in the business. So
great.
They know what it is.
You know, some leader, I think it was President Eisenhower, said once, you want to make your hobby your life's work. And here's an example, folks, of a person who has done that. Right, Shelton?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm retirement age and I've never had a real job. So
that's a beautiful way to say. Hey, let's before we conclude here, let's move over to your shop. Tell us a little bit about your shop, the hours again, where it's located. If I walk in, what can I expect to find there? What can I see there?
Well, first thing you're going to see is a giant Dr. Octopus statue combating with Spider-Man. We've got big original statues in the store. But you'll see tons of new comics, and you'll see tons of trade paperbacks and hardcovers, and then a whole bunch of back issues. We've got 800,000 comic books to pull from. So, you know, 50 years worth of accumulation.
Amazing. It's just amazing. I get excited just hearing about that. Today, a comic book goes for how much?
A new comic is about $4.
Okay. Still very affordable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were 12 cents when I grew up. I could get, you know, for a dollar, I could get the entire Marvel Comics line every month. But, you know, it's still a good value, I think. You look at $4 spent on, well, you can't go to a movie for $4.
You can't get a gallon of gas for $4.
You can't get a gallon of gas. I mean, you come out of the movie theater and it's what, $15 or whatever. You have that experience, but you don't have anything to take home except for your memory with a comic book, or if you're a card collector or whatever you collect that's physical, you can enjoy it. If you take care of it and put it away, there's potential there down the road. Not everything's going to turn to gold, but you'll always have that book to read again. If you've enjoyed it the first time, then you got the entertainment value out of it, like you would a movie or whatever. I just think people will enjoy possessing material things.
Well, yeah, and you can look back on it and many times remind you about a part of your life or when you were a kid or a teenager or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, so many people remember their first comic or they remember when they read this particular comic and where they were and what their circumstances were. I've got lots of those stories myself. It becomes a part of you, you know. I think people who like comic books are generally pretty creative. I dreamed of drawing comics as a kid, you know, that's what I wanted to do. But, you know, those guys are great artists and they have to draw it quick.
And you're going to have quite a few of them at the convention, I understand.
A bunch. Yeah, hundreds. But I realized after some time and some research that I maybe wasn't going to make a living out of that, but I could still stay close to what I liked by collecting and, you know, selling comic books.
And introducing young people to the hobby and reminiscing with older folks. And if you have a collection, folks, or a couple examples, bring them to buy the shop, right? We'll take a look.
Absolutely. We'll be glad to
evaluate them for you. We're buying and selling all the time.
Every day. Every day. And speaking of inspiring kids, I mean, a lot of kids want to be artists in some way or another. And it's a great thing for kids to come and meet artists and see them work and talk to them. You know, that virtually every single one of them is more than happy to share their experience and their expertise. We have some workshops at the show, and we also have what we call quick draw contests where the kids can come in and you know, create art, and we show it to the pros, and they might win some prizes. Speaking of kids, 18 and under is free. We want to make sure that families are affordable. It's affordable for a family to come in. So 18 and under, I know they're not making a whole lot of money, and we want them to come in and enjoy the show anyway.
18 is a young man or a young woman. So usually say kids are free. It's usually under 5, but this is under 18. Right. In the last couple of minutes, we have Shelton. Hype up the show. Tell us about it. It's the 40th annual.
I'll tell you, we are so excited to just be back and be able to do this thing. You know, 2 years off, we're really anxious to see. We've lost some people over the last 3 years, and some of them in the industry were giants, you know, some really good friends of ours. So we're anxious to embrace the ones that we do have. The show is just full of cool stuff for anybody who likes comic books, superheroes, any kind of genre, pop culture stuff. It's going to be there, you know. There's a comic book about everything, you know, just about all TV shows and movies, pop culture wise, are going to be represented there. I don't know what else to say, but it's my playground, you know. It's kind of a thing that I've envisioned all my life. You know, back in the 80s when we started this thing and it started growing, I'm like, man, you know, I think I could be like San Diego in the East, you know, because San Diego is an iconic show.
Sound like you are.
And, you just think about what you want. You conceive it and believe it. You can achieve it.
How do our listeners get tickets?
Well, at our website, you can buy advanced tickets, heroesonline.com.
Heroesonline.com. Okay.
Yep. That's our store website. So just click the tab Heroes Con, and it'll tell you all about the con and how to buy tickets. We do sell tickets at the door. Tickets are $50 in advance for 3 days. At the door, they're 25 for Friday, 25 for Saturday, and 20 for Sunday.
Yeah, still very, very affordable for an entertainment, and stay as long as you want. And
we feel like it is. And like I said, bring all the kids.
And they're free. Anyone under 18 is free.
18 and under.
18 and under. Yeah. Shelton Drum, you are a classic here in this town, and I'm glad I ran across a little ad for your show, and glad to have you here on Carolina Focus. It's just the kind of stuff we want to do on this show, folks, is hype up and advertise those that have this kind of passion. And this is super stuff. Best wishes to what you're doing. Good luck to the show and all, and hopefully see you out there.
All right. Thanks so much. I'm proud to be on here. Thank you.